This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
I'm trying to help you. Take my deodorant.
I don't want it!
106.5 The End.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with intern Kevin. Yes, yay, love it, yes.
He's back with facts he found from the internet. It's Did You Know with intern Kevin. Good morning, intern Kevin.
Good morning.
What do you got for us today?
Did you know King Arthur didn't just have a sword named Excalibur? He also had a spear named Ron.
No, come on.
Oh, that's kind of that's a letdown.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
For some reason, I did know that. Maybe Ron used to be a name that, like, commanded power.
But even if it did, compare Ron to Excalibur.
I was just going to say that. Like, you have one that sounds very regal and prestigious, and then you have another one that sounds like he runs the 7-Eleven on Madison.
Right. Yeah. Could you imagine if Ron ended up being more famous than Excalibur and we had a casino in Vegas named Ron? I mean, if you were like, taste my Excalibur, and also taste my Ron.
Kevin, if you had a collection of medieval weapons, what would you name them?
Well, I would have a mace for sure, a mace on a chain.
Right.
I would call it...
A mace on a chain, like mace? Like... That you spray in someone's face?
No, like
a ball. Spiked ball on chain.
Okay, listen, nerd. Fact that you, like, are just referencing it like everybody knows what you're talking about.
I mean, everybody on this Skype call knew what it was for
you.
Know what it is. Guess what? Guess what I consider all of you guys? Nerds.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I can't move on from this fact fast enough. It's Did You Know with intern Kevin.
Did you know jam is made from fruit, jelly is made from juice, preservatives have chunks of fruit, and marmalades have peel and pulp?
Why would somebody want pulp and peel in a jam if it's bitter?
So, no, it doesn't turn out bitter. By the end of it, by the time it's become that, it's very sweet, but it does taste like you need to pull it out of your mouth.
You know what marmalade tastes like, and you're making fun of us for knowing what a mace is.
You jam nerd.
Jam nerd.
I got you on that one.
I'm so sorry that I have experienced culture. How many maces have you ever actually touched, Kevin?
Two.
You learned it from How to Train Your Dragon.
No, I learned it from Minecraft.
Oh.
Way worse answer. Okay.
That was a way worse answer.
Okay. Now tell me I'm wrong again.
Now, Kevin, listen, if radio doesn't work out for you, have you thought about maybe making jam and jelly and preserves and selling them out of your mom's house?
Oh, my God. And what would you call your company?
Yeah.
Kevin's Jam and Things. So that gives me
you
a...
You would call it That's My Jam?
That's my jam, Katie! You are my new marketing director.
Kevin'sJamAndThings.com sounds like a terrible porn site.
Oh my God. No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, good you're okay. Porn site. So,
we only use jams and preservatives in our film production.
That's disgusting.
It's erotic.
You're naked. You know what? It makes sense. Your body's gelatinous.
He's cultured.
Not my models. My models are going to be sculpted.
All right. Did you know with intern Kevin?
Did you know the first hashtag ever used was #barcamp? A social technology expert named Chris
Manessa tweeted in August 2007, quote, "How do you feel about using the pound sign for groups, as in bar camp?" Clearly, people like that idea.
If you are posting a picture of yourself, and I'll even throw in a picture of your kid, and I see hashtag model anywhere in your hashtags, you are out.
No, you're not. You follow sometimes those people harder, but you follow them for completely different reasons.
Yeah, I mean, as far as, like, I respect you.
Right.
Because
what
that means is you think somebody's going to click on the hashtag model, and that's how you're getting discovered.
So, listen, Kevin, you want to be famous, right? You want to be on Ellen. Mm-hmm. You want to be an influencer. Mm-hmm. What are some of the hashtags? Give me the top three hashtags you think that you could think of that would make you famous.
Hashtag viral, hashtag popular, and hashtag for you.
Okay, those aren't creative at all. I was looking for some creativity.
What do you mean? This is what's going to get me famous. The most popular hashtags in the world will get me famous. Hashtag FYP for you page will get me discovered on TikTok.
I don't know what that means.
Are you on TikTok?
Yes, he is on TikTok. Don't follow him on TikTok.
If you follow him, unfollow him.
Right.
Katie, don't do that again. People actually unfollow me. I can't even get past 16.2K anymore because of both you and Gavin.
Oh, no.
And I put like 50 hashtags on my post.
Oh, no.
Is one of them model?
No, influencer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.